With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. It's been a relatively calm day on the 3,500-acre Roaring Lion fire southwest of Hamilton today. Emergency officials are regrouping and preparing to hand off management of the fire to a federal Type 1 Incident Command team tonight. Todd McKay is a spokesman for the Bitterroot National Forest.
As you can tell outside, we don't have anywhere near the type of winds that we did yesterday. Yesterday was hotter and clearer. And again, the fire behavior and conditions yesterday were beyond extreme.
A public information meeting is being held at 7 o'clock tonight in Hamilton at the First Interstate Center, 100 Old Corvallis Road. McKay says the Ravalli County Sheriff's Office will give updates on the number of homes and other structures lost and their locations.
They, along with Brad Moan, who's the Hamilton Fire Chief, Ravalli County Fire Warden, have been up this afternoon making confirmations on site and are then working one by one to notify homeowners and let them know. We want them to find out about it first before we release any information.
It's been too smoky for firefighting aircraft to fly on the fire today, but McKay says ground crews were able to build some fire line on the east side of the fire. He says they also put out numerous spot fires last night, saving many homes. Tomorrow, however, brings a fire weather warning, with winds up to 40 miles per hour possible. Emergency officials in Hamilton are preparing for a public meeting tonight at 7 p.m. about the Roaring Lion fire burning on 3,500 acres southwest of Hamilton. That fire started yesterday afternoon and grew rapidly, prompting the evacuation of an estimated 500 homes. Those evacuations remain in effect, and an as-yet-unknown number of structures have been lost. The Copper King fire, detected yesterday 8 miles east of Thompson Falls, grew from 200 to 700 acres overnight. The fire is visible from Highway 200. Its cause remains unknown. Though several nearby roads and two campgrounds are closed, there are no evacuation orders in place at this time, says Lolo National Forest Fire Prevention Technician John Hamilton.
We don't have any containment. We're just trying to secure the edges there closest to the roads and the structures, and we'll go from there.
This morning, several engines and 33 personnel were assigned to the fire. Tomorrow, a Type 2 incident management team will take over managing the fire. They bring with them a slew of initial attack crews and air support.
An IMT team is a nice thing to have. It's like a traveling all-star team kind of deal.
A public meeting about the Copper King fire will be held tonight at the Thompson Falls Community Center at 7 p.m. Fire danger in the Lolo National Forest is currently high, and officials are expecting increased fire behavior tomorrow, resulting from strong winds. Tribal authorities on the Flathead Reservation have temporarily closed the entire 3.5-mile Malman Pass Trail in the Mission Mountains Tribal Wilderness after receiving a report of a dead horse off the trail. This type of closure is typical in the tribal wilderness and is meant to protect both people and bears from potential conflicts. The horse fell off a cliffside after escaping from its owners last weekend. Its remains were later found and left on the hillside. Tribal game wardens are monitoring the area and will reopen the trail when they deem it safe. Fire officials haven't determined the cause of the 3,500-acre Roaring Lion fire southwest of Hamilton, but they're working on it. Bitterroot National Forest spokesman Todd McKay says Ravalli County's Sheriff's Office briefed the fire team on that today.
They are continuing their investigation. They have several leads and tips that they're following up on, solid leads and tips, and they're continuing to pursue every lead and tip. I would just say if people have other information about that, they should contact the Ravalli County Sheriff's Office.
About 500 homes in the area remain evacuated due to the Roaring Lion fire. A Type 1 Federal Incident Command team will take over management of the fire tonight. A public meeting about it is being held in Hamilton at 7 p.m. in the First Interstate Center at 100 Corvallis Road in Hamilton. An as-yet-unknown number of structures have been lost in the fire. A Montana ranch hand has been fined after authorities say he posted a video on social media of him chasing a grizzly bear in a pickup truck. The Helena Independent Record reports that Lawrence Kennedy of Browning was fined $400 after reaching a plea agreement with federal prosecutors. Kennedy initially pleaded not guilty to violating the Endangered Species Act, but switched his plea under the deal July 5th. He was charged with unlawfully harassing a threatened species. Federal officials investigated Kennedy after he posted a Facebook video in March showing him driving a truck as a bear ran across an open field on a ranch. Kennedy told the newspaper in March he was chasing the bear to keep it away from a herd of cows. The last thing Western Montana firefighters need now is more hot, dry, windy weather. And yet, that's exactly what they're going to get tomorrow as a cold front moves into Western Montana. A red flag warning is posted for the entire region from noon to 9 p.m. National Weather Service meteorologist Ginky Kino.
The temperature should be climbing into the 90s again, ahead of the cold front. We're expecting some really strong gusty winds, 25 to 35 mile per hour wind gusts, definitely possible for the valleys. For like the mountaintops, we're expecting maybe up to 50 mile per hour wind gusts as well.
Wednesday's temperatures will cool into the mid-70s, but bounce back to the mid-80s to lower 90s later this week.
I've been looking really far out in the extended, and I just don't see a big rain event in the near future right now. Yeah, it is looking like it's going to be pretty typical August with warm and dry weather.
Fire officials today bumped Missoula's fire danger up a notch to very high. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.